select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Just me today, solo pod. We'll have some special guests: Robert Mays, Dan Orlovsky, Ryan Clark, Marcus Spears. The list goes on and on. Damian Woody will be coming up at some point during the season. Joe Caparoso will be joining me next week. Connor Rogers always will, you know, hop on during the season as well. A bunch of the TOJ members. So a lot of exciting stuff. We've got some, really people like Benjamin Albright coming on, Doug Kye from the Patriots, former Patriot beat, now PFF. So a lot of different in-game previews during the season, but just me today. 53-man cutdown is officially over. The Jets have now got their initial roster set. It will change a bit, tomorrow at 4 o'clock. For those of you listening to the podcast tonight, the roster may look a little bit different. The big news of the day from a Jets perspective, the one big transaction that I think, Chris Herndon is a guy that's been kind of a polarizing part of the fan base, in a sense that he just has never really seemed to be able to get it going again. He had a little bit of a stretch at the end of last year that people were pretty impressed with, but had a really bad start to the season. The suspension was hurt a lot of 2020, 2019 up and down, 2019, sorry, was hurt, and, the suspension, stuff like that. So I will say the fact that Joe Douglas was able to trade him to the Vikings, he was a guy that, maybe he wasn't going to make the roster. I'm not really sure, too much on that. We'll have to find out a little bit more, but to get a fourth rounder for, him to Minnesota, who's struggling with Irv Smith out. And then, they trade Herndon in a six. The Jets had a plethora of 6-round picks this year. A lot of late round picks they picked up and trading back and things like that. To get a fourth round pick, which is a pretty premium pick. They got Michael Carter with that pick, obviously, in 2021, the 2021 draft. So, Chris Herndon no longer on the roster. He's still on the 53-man roster for those looking at it tonight. That trade will be made official. And then the Jets will, look to most likely make a move. They've only got two tight ends left on the roster, one of them being Travis Wesco, who's, more of a fullback, obviously. They kept the seven receivers, which, I humbly think I nailed pretty much everybody on the 53-man. The only guys, a little bit surprising. I had Vincent Smith, when I did my prediction making the roster. He ended up, getting banged up in practice. Jeff Smith, some of that versatility, and honestly, it's kind of their emergency quarterback if needed. Sticks on the roster: Berrios, Mims, Cole Crowder, Moore, and Davis. So, really strong receiver room. I expect them to bring some of those guys, maybe a Lawrence Cager or Vincent Smith, back on the practice squad. Obviously, you can have, I believe, either 4 or 6 veterans on the practice squad out of 16, and 2 get called up for game day. So, take a look there. Michael Piron makes the roster. He's a guy that had a nice camp, specifically in practice. Games didn't flash quite as much. There was some clamoring for Josh Adams to make the roster. Didn't really seem realistic, in my opinion. I thought it was always going to be Piron just because of the draft pick they spent on him, his special teams ability, as well as his pass blocking and short yardage. Wilson and then Mike White, is the QB2 for the Jets at the moment. That, again, could change. Brian Horowitz released here, a couple of minutes ago. He likely will stick with the Patriots. But if he does not, he's a guy the Jets worked out in the offseason. So that could be a potential name there. Nick Foles has been floated a bunch. I'm not really sure why the Nick Mullins stuff got floated again. The Jets had a million opportunities to sign him in the offseason, did not do so. And there's usually a reason for that. So, I would say that the Jets will be, most likely rolling with Mike White, and they'll, retain James Morgan, who, that pick looks worse and worse, today than it ever has. They're 18 months removed from that draft, and they've already had to cut bait. He'd probably be retained as a practice squad guy, potentially called up on game days to have a third emergency quarterback. But, obviously, Mike White was definitely a better player throughout camp and everything I saw in person. I was more impressed with the velocity and the quite frankly, just the ability on Mike White in practice. But at the end of the day, neither options that you'd like to see the Jets really have, on game days. Some other things that stand out: Chuma Doga makes the roster. He's a guy that, potentially could be, on the IR. Connor McDermott is kind of that swing tackle along with George Fant. He'll be the kind of backup guard. you know, I know there's a lot of clamoring. I've said before, if Dan Feeney didn't have that $3.5 million guaranteed, probably would not be sticking on the roster. But unfortunately, the Jets were not going to just eat $3.5 million for a guy that is probably, unfortunately, their best backup interior offensive lineman. Defensive line-wise, Nathan Shepard sticks again. Kyle Phillips will be on the pup list. Jonathan Marshall, really awesome for him making the roster. He's a guy that, it's nice to be able to see him, stick on the roster at a really nice couple of games and, gives that interior presence. Franklin Myers, Fatu Kasi, Quinnen, Sheldon Rankins, Bryce Huff, Shaq Lawson, obviously, was the other one. We didn't hit. The Jets made a move to get, traded a sixth-round pick they got, from San Francisco. Shaq Lawson's a player that, has flashed a little bit throughout his career. He's a nice depth addition. We'll be able to fill in fine. Struggled a lot in Houston after that trade. He's been in Buffalo, has been in Miami, his former first round pick, only 26 years old. He's got 20 and a half career sacks, but a guy that, I wouldn't overly expect too much. I'd expect in the 4 to 6 sack range. He's an okay player. He's somebody that, can help and add depth, especially in that Vinnie Curry role with him being out for the season, but I wouldn't expect him to, replace the other Lawson on the Jets roster and Carl, but linebacker perspective, kind of straightforward. Once Jared Davis gets placed on IR, we'll miss that first 6 weeks. They will probably retain Noah Dawkins, I assume. Here shortly, Blake Cash makes the roster. Hamson Nasruddin, Jamie Sherwood, C.J. Mosley. Like I said, Noah Dawkins probably gets brought back, after waivers tomorrow. The Jets only keep 3 safeties. Ashton Davis activated from the pup list, which is great news for Jets fans. It's something that is obviously imperative that Ashton Davis, who's a guy they took a premium pick on, flashed the points last year. His eyes were a little bit slower, as a rookie, but, should be able to flourish in this Robert Saleh defense. Marcus May, LaMarcus Joyner, obviously. And then from a corner perspective, again, I think pretty straightforward. Hardy's, that special teams ace, Guidry in the slot, Michael Carter in the slot, Echols, Pinnock, Isaiah Dunn, Hall, and Austin outside. We'll see what happens there. The Jets, again, they keep 7 receivers, which is awesome to see. They only keep 2 real true tight ends. That will change. Again, there's 4 roster spots between guys that will be placed on IR and the pup list, as well as the Chris Herndon move that just got announced, officially by the Jets, about 10 seconds ago as we're recording. So, I expect that to change names at tight end. I would look for Zach Ertz is one. He's a guy that obviously has connections to Joe Douglas from his days in Philly. He's a guy that still, he has more career, more receptions in 2019 than Chris Herndon had his whole career. So he's a guy that I think could really, really flourish here. He gives Zach Wilson a security blanket. Hayden Hurst is another name. Both these guys have played in similar systems or, done similar roles. So, I would definitely expect that they, could be a good fit. Again, Josh Adams, maybe a guy that lands back in the practice squad, James Morgan as well. From an offensive line perspective, look for them to be active on any guards that pop on the market. From waiver perspective, and they're always going to be looking for edge rushers and corners. Robert Saleh seems pretty set, from a corner perspective on rolling with these young guys, which is totally admirable. But at the end of the day, obviously, it's going to be the ups and downs are going to certainly be there. And, the Jets are going to have to kind of roll through that way. Obviously, unfortunately, it is what it is. You like to see hopefully some development out of Pinnock, Echols, Michael Carter II, Isaiah Dunn, making the roster as an undrafted guy, which is awesome for him. And he's a guy that got a lot of buzz in OTAs, had better practices than in-game performances. So, we'll see how that all kind of translates. But 53 man, this is the initial one that just kind of came out today at that 4 o'clock deadline. Again, Chris Herndon traded for a 4th round pick, Chris Herndon, and a 6th rounder to Minnesota for a 4 in 2022. And then, Shaq Lawson obviously coming in is the other name get traded for a 6th rounder. And then you look, there'll be some other names kind of coming on here. The Jets have the second waiver claim spot, and that will be, they can claim as many guys as they want. I would expect them to be active there. They don't, until week 4, the Jets will have that second waiver claim spot. So expect Joe Douglas to be active. If he claims 4 guys and the Jaguars don't, The Jets will end up with all four guys. So there's a lot of guys still get passed through waivers here. And, you know, anyone under 4 years in the NFL will be active on that waiver claim list. After that, you know, they become outright free agents. So just a couple names, you know, like I said, to keep in mind there from a tight end perspective, I would expect them to probably make a move there. Again, they'll always be active in corner, safety as well. You know, again, linebacker, once Davis gets placed on IR, then I expect the Jets to probably bring back Noah Dawkins. Ronald Blair will probably get brought back once, you know, if anyone, you know, gets placed on IR, like Jabari Zuniga, for example. So those are just some names, like I said, to, you know, to keep an eye on. So, yeah, we'll get into a little bit of just kind of like the preview, a little bit of the offensive room. And then we'll, you know, we'll kind of start, you know, working our way towards season previews, you know, about 10 or 11 days out. With the NFL coming back in, you know, week one quickly approaching, winning season returns at mybookie.ag, and it's time for you to get on the action. First-time players can get started with doubling your first deposit, giving you the firepower to add excitement to the games you love. College football odds boost, NFL locks of the season, and over $500,000 in contest prizes live on-site to make this winning season your best ever with MyBookie. With a historic 18-week schedule offering more action than ever before, you need a sportsbook casino that's reliable and you'll never find in a better place than MyBookie. I know you're going to bet this season, and you should do the smart thing. Sign up with MyBookie and use the promo code TOJ to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar. That's extra money credited to you in your account instantly for just using the promo code TOJ and making your first deposit. Bet anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, guys, very exciting. Want to make sure you're, you know, with, you know, the NFL season returning, make sure you are using MyBookie using code TOJ. Now let's get into a little bit of the Jets wide receiver room. You know, it's a room that I feel really confident about. I think that it's really difficult to not get excited. You know, it's a room, like, you got guys like Elijah Moore, obviously have stood out tremendously. You know, and I would just be really excited about him. First thing I wanted to kind of, you know, get into as we start to preview week one from Carolina perspective is just the Jets matchup, you know, from an offensive perspective versus the Carolina defense. Carolina defense has got guys like J.C. Horn, Brian Burns, obviously, and, you know, I believe the Jets should be able to score points, you know, in this game. You know, we'll get into more depth, you know, as things kind of roll on here. But, you know, with the names like Elijah Moore, you know, playing his first snaps, you'll have Elijah Vera Tucker back. Mekhi Becton would be fine back from his concussion. Denzel Mims back from a hit pointer. The Jets should be able to put up points and should be able to run that outside zone. Should be able to maul people on that left side. Will they be your growing pains? And could Brian Burns cause some problems against the Mekhi Becton or Morgan Moses or George Fant? Absolutely. But I really firmly believe with the scheme and game planning, you'll be able to see Zach Wilson on the move. You'll be able to get him in space, and then they'll get the playmakers, you know, out in a space and be able to put up some points. And do I think the defense, you know, could struggle a bit? You know, whatever your opinion of Sam Darnold is, positively or negatively, that, you know, the Panthers have a lot of skill guys, McCaffrey. Luckily, the Jets defend the run really well, and they kind of historically have their presence, you know, on this team is very much, you know, through the middle in terms of Sheldon Rankins, Quinnen Williams, CJ Mosley, Marcus Mays of the world. You know, Sam Darnold loves to kind of attack the middle of the field as opposed to outside the numbers, which could benefit the Jets, you know, overall, especially from a corner perspective. So, you know, those are just some matchups to kind of keep an eye on. We'll get into more depth this week and next week, kind of a season preview type scenario. We'll go through kind of each position group. You know, I'll talk a little bit about the receiver room right now. I'm really excited about this Jets receiver room. It's probably the first time in a long time. I feel really confident that even if one guy gets hurt, the Jets still have depth there and still have pieces that could, really do some damage. Not only do you have guys like Corey Davis, who I think should be a 1,000-yard receiver this year, Zach Wilson and him have clearly built the chemistry. Corey Davis, you know, if he plays 16 games last year and doesn't miss a game, he probably gets to that 1,000-yard mark, and he's looking more like the guy that was that first-round pick in the last 18 months than he, you know, kind of has. He started off a little bit slow in his NFL career, but is definitely on an upward trajectory. You look at Elijah Moore, who I think will probably be either first or second, you know, probably more like the second in targets for this team. The explosiveness, we've seen it all camp. Obviously the injuries, you know, it was a shame that we didn't get to see him in a lot of these joint practices, but you kind of see, you know, when you watch him in person, you just see that special ability. You go to a guy like Jameson Crowder, who, you know, obviously wasn't featured much in the preseason, but I actually think could play a big role on this team and, you know, provide that security blanket, whether they do make a move on a tight end or not. Although obviously, like I said, I expect them to do so. I would be very surprised if you don't get, you know, 50 to 60 catches out of Jameson Crowder, just, you know, yak, first down, you know, third and five, Jameson Crowder on a choice route over the middle, things like that. Then you kind of keep moving along. Keelan Cole, obviously a lot of ability to kind of do a lot of different things, line up inside, outside. He's a guy that provides really great depth. He's good, you know, good in the receiver room from a character and leadership perspective. Is he going to wow you every day? No, but is he a guy that's important to be on this team and, you know, wide receiver four, wide receiver five role? Absolutely. And I think it's something that's, you know, Keelan Cole is probably the Jets' best receiver last year, outside of Jameson Crowder. So, you know, that just shows you. And then you look at, you know, a guy like Denzel Mims, who started to put things together a little bit, can't progress. Is he going to need to continue to improve and stay healthy and earn the coach's trust? Absolutely. But he's going to have a role on this team, you know, 100%. And if Denzel Mims is your wide receiver five, you're in a much better position than, you know, you were 12 months ago, 24 months ago. Then you even move, you know, along the line, Braxton Berrios, Jeff Smith. Those are guys who were had to be heavy contributors, basically starters last year. You know, on top of Rashad Perryman, who's already been cut from the Lions, and Chris Hogan, who's, you know, back, you know, gone back to play professional lacrosse and then come back. So a lot of different variables there, but those are guys that are, again, great depth pieces inside and outside. It's, you know, nice to have seven receivers on the roster. The Jets, you know, prioritizing keeping receivers and running backs over keeping tight ends is, you know, as a guy, I played receiver and tight end, but it's exciting that, you know, they're going to go out and, you know, try to score points. And again, this receiver room, you know, is going to look a lot different at the end of the year and how your kind of expectations are of them. If Elijah Moore takes the steps we all think he can, you're going to be, you know, very impressed. If Denzel Mims takes that step that everyone's kind of hoping for, again, very exciting. You know, if they both struggle, which I don't, you know, envision, but, you know, then we look a little bit differently. But again, this receiver room should be able to put up points. They should be able to win their one-on-one matchups, open up the run game, and vice versa. That outside zone should be able to really free up some play action and boot stuff to get Zach Wilson on the move. So again, we'll, you know, 53-man roster initially is set. Expect some more moves there. Shaq Lawson, you know, gets added that edge, you know, that edge position. Kind of go in with John Franklin Myers, Bryce Huff. You know, Ron Blair might be a guy that gets brought back after, you know, these IR kind of moves get made. Chris Herndon to Minnesota. The Jets trade him in a sixth rounder for fourth rounder in 2022 for Minnesota. Again, Joe Douglas just doing what he does best, negotiating trades with absolutely zero leverage and somehow getting more value than people expect. I expected probably a conditional sixth. Somehow got a fourth rounder out of it, which is a position that, you know, in the draft, you can get a legitimate NFL starter. You know, he did this with Sam. I got the two and the four, or two and the five when they had no leverage with Sam. Everyone knew they were taking Zach Wilson. Jamal, he got two ones and a three, which still makes no sense. Not sure how he was able to pull all that off. Even Leonard Williams, a three and a four for a guy that was going to clearly walk and wasn't as productive as he was last year. Although Leonard's had a really good time in New York, you know, with the Giants. So again, 53-man roster is pretty much set. A lot of things are going to change over the next 24 hours with waiver claims. The Jets are number two. Be on the lookout for what they do by 4 o'clock tomorrow. And then Friday's pod, we'll get into a real in-depth analysis of quarterback room, running back room, offensive line, the whole offensive side of the ball. Start to kind of key guys out that you're going to want to look for. And then next week we'll get into the defense and, you know, overall season predictions before the season kicks off. Again, huge guest coming up. You know, anyone you can think of basically on NFL Network, ESPN, you know, and so on and so forth will be coming on the show. So, you know, stay tuned for that. And, you know, we'll talk to you guys on Friday.